Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton, and tonight's episode number 38, Thursday Thoughts number 3, End of a Campaign. Last night in the Wednesday night Roll 20 Advanced D&D 1E campaign, we had the grand finale. After 4.5 years of real time, 1 year to the day of game time, 221 sessions, 884 plus hours on Roll 20. We started in mid-March of 2014, and we ended October 3rd, 2018. My first character made it to 8th level fighter, and was on his way to 9th level when he died. Roll 20 had terrible rolls for most of the hit points after first level. He started with 7 hit points at first level, and then he rolled several 1s and 2s. And I think he ended up with like 33 hit points at 8th level. So while he packed quite a punch, he had a glass jaw. My ranger who replaced him reached 7th level with 42 hit points. There were hundreds of named NPCs, dozens of businesses, ships, towns, cities, villages, and tribes, custom pantheons of the deities, and more. I find it humorous that when I checked, my personal Roll 20 hours sit at 1,700, over half of those from this campaign. The campaign is called Graveyard of Empires. It is a graveyard of empires because 2,000 years ago, a great dwarven empire was felled by a rebellion led by dragons and other powerful creatures. 500 years ago, the Dragon Empire was thrown off in the islands of Kurabel. The first day of gameplay, we sailed into port and embarked on our first adventure, working our way up from first level, learning about the world, only to discover that the ancient dwarves were not natives to this planet, that they were in fact evil space dwarves, and that the majority of dwarves today had lost touch with their history. We encountered intrigue and plots and lies and power factions and powerful magics and the deaths of many player characters, hirelings, henchmen, powerful monsters, and we managed to save the world. Although the details of that weren't quite as great, we also destroyed all the known magic of the dwarves, and only a little bit of magic remains, and basically all the spellcasters have to relearn how to do magic, and we have no magic items that we had before. All of our swords and armor and other weapons are rendered moot. There are a few, we have 3 magic items that we know of, and one is a light source, one allows to see certain aspects of magic, and another is an anti-magic device for magic other than that that is native to this planet. Quite an accomplishment. I happen to be the only player to attend every single session. I was late on a couple of sessions that couldn't be avoided, and some decisions had to be made without me. But I did manage to make every single session. The last few weeks I've been really tired because due to other reasons I haven't been sleeping well. So it was not as fun starting off the last few weeks each session, but I got into it after a while and it was fine. In some ways a relief that it's over. Once we were done, my understanding from something the DM said in the past was that this was the end of the campaign. And then he was talking last night about keeping going. I'm not sure that I will, and if I do, I'm not going to do 4 hours on Wednesday night from 8 to midnight every night. I can go to 11, but not midnight anymore. That's getting too hard. So I know we're all going to have a break for a while because the DM wants a break. Understandable. None of the original Session 1 characters survived to the end through play. While some Session 1 characters may still live, they're now NPCs, as the players who created them left the campaign. We had one player from session one join for a few sessions as a new character, and then he left. Another session one player rejoined two different times, created new characters each time, and soon dropped out. And he was the youngest player. I happened to be the oldest player. And the characters of this fellow that joined twice and dropped out, they became NPCs. This has been the longest series of any RPG I've played outside of my brother's ongoing campaign from back in the day in college. So that'd be 30 some odd years. That campaign's still going. It's not an every week campaign like this one was, but still going. I feel like I could drop in on that campaign and easily know what was going on without much backstory. The world that our DM put together is a big sandbox. There's stuff he would like to see happen, but we can go do whatever. We don't have to take the bait and save the world, but we happen to do so. He kind of pulled the curtain back on a few things that weren't that critical. Other things we asked about, he didn't want to tell us in case we pick up the epilogue of the campaign into part two, I guess, the sequel. What's really cool is a while back, our DM, John Carlson, published Automata Run Amok, and it's a module that is now on one bookshelf about our first adventure of the original party. And it's illustrated by Luca Regic of Wizard Thief Fighter, who I back on Patreon. And I did a mini review of it on my blog, and I'll link to the adventure and the review in the notes. I really like the way he laid it out. He's got a lot of really cool stuff in there. You can read my review to learn more about it, but he is working on another adventure that the original party did, and he's got enough stuff. We were telling him last night he should make a campaign guide, and we'll keep working on him. Check out his stuff. I was hoping to have something a little more profound to say, but this week at work has been a great mental challenge as I've had to throw all of my skill and knowledge into a problem a client had, and it ate up most of 2 days, and I'm trying to wrap up everything for the week so that come 5 o'clock Friday, I can enjoy a week off. It looks like it's going to be staycation, but it'll still be a week away from the chaos of work. We're approaching the end of the year for the busy time at work and not sleeping well, compounded by we talked for a couple of hours, all it seems like, after the game was over, an additional lack of sleep last night. I'm doing well to stay awake. I had emergency grandpa duty as my son had to go help out his fiance with a car matter. Thankfully, it was just the person she was riding with ran out of gas instead of had a bum transmission, so that was good, but he had to be ready to give everybody a ride, so she had to stay with me. And now that she's gone to bed, I can get this out. We came real close last session. We got off the doorstep and in the front door to the big bad evil guy, and we picked up last night. We did a lot of putzing around trying to get ready to move. We finally got moving and it went fairly fast. Those 884 plus hours on Roll 20, we could probably knock a quarter to a third of those off for all the arguments we had about either what we should do or trying to argue about rules that we really shouldn't have been doing. That's what made it take that many hours. So we probably could have been done a couple years ago if we would have been a little bit more focused. But that's hard to do when you're spread out over half the world. The regular players now are in Canada and the United States. All but one of us are in the Eastern time zone, one's in Central. The one player who's also from Session 1, who sat in and ran the character for an absent player, lives in Birmingham, England. We're spread out quite far. We had, in the first couple of sessions, an original player was actually from Australia, so we were spread out from Australia to England. We ended up having one young woman join us for a while. That was good to have a different perspective. She was our first player from Canada. Sometime after she left the game, we picked up another player in Canada. He is the one who missed out on the last session because he got stuck with work. When we got to the final reveal of the last room, it was funny because the DM is a full member of Roll20 because he backed a Kickstarter for a competitor that they absorbed or something like that, and the dynamic lighting wouldn't turn off when he opened the door. So he just had to disable. He said, well, it doesn't matter now. You can see all this stuff. So he just turned off the dynamic lighting, and we saw the huge number of automatons, and we leapt into battle. We won initiative. My character had three attacks with a weapon he was using, a blaster rifle, and his second shot got a natural 20, so he hit the big bad. It was only like 10 points of damage, but it was still the first hit. We had an ancient red dragon with us. It basically sacrificed itself to absorb all the damage that was coming at us and was converted to a mist from all the damage. It didn't breathe, which would have made the battle go a little bit faster, but it didn't really matter. The next round, we were hasted, but even though we lost initiative, our first attack went first. So I again got another shot off with my blaster rifle, and another player with a powerful magic weapon managed to get right next to the big bad and use this weapon, and it defeated him. So 1.5 rounds of combat with the big bad, and it was over. So it was kind of anticlimactic. We didn't lose any. We lost one player character the session before. That's a long story. But we hadn't lost a player character for a long time. I was amazed how relatively unscathed we were, except for the two NPCs and player character we lost the prior session, and the one NPC dragon we lost in the final session. I've never really played a campaign that had an end goal and achieved the end goal. I'm sure I've played in campaigns that had an end goal, but they fizzled pretty quick. Another AD&D campaign I play on Roll20 on Sundays happens to be ran by our player from Birmingham, England. He's in his 20s. He's a first-time tabletop RPG player. Plays smart, so you would think he was a long-time player the way he played. I think he emulated what he observed in others. He started running a game, and this past Sunday, he had session number 50 of his. They're not consecutive Sundays. For a while, he couldn't run, so I started running a game, and then we had different changes up in there. I had, I think, 25 or 30 sessions of my online AD&D campaign before we got back to his, and so it's been good to see new players pick up on it. He's had a couple of introductory sessions with his own family, which is cool from the way he's described it. People that I know their voices very well, only a couple of them I know what they look like, and one of them I just found out what they look like is either last session or this session, or was it Sunday? It kind of blurs together. And another, we use Roll20, and we started off using Hangouts, and he had the camera on his Hangout on once. We turn off the cameras to boost the bandwidth as much as possible. Hangouts got weird because it's like Google's trying to kill it off, so we switched to Discord. Discord had a few issues, and it's gotten a lot better, but we don't use video. Roll20 seems to be better when you don't ask it to do too much, so displaying the tabletop and rolling the dice works rather well. We don't get too awful fancy. It's been interesting to watch the technology improve. Roll20 get a little more stable. Yeah. Man, I'm rambling. I'm so tired. I'm going to have to edit this dumb thing. I hope this makes sense when I'm done. I had this all planned out in my head this afternoon. I was going to try to do it over my lunch break, and that got used up a lot faster than I thought it would. When I'm this tired, it's like I'm in slow motion, so I'm going to call it here. What's the longest campaign you've ever played in? How many sessions do you know? How many years do you know? What's the highest level you got to? I talked a little bit about that in other podcasts in my experience. Let me know. Thanks for listening, and game on. And here's the end blurb. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com, here on Anchor and the other places where my podcast is syndicated, Follow Me and Die on YouTube, and you can find me on various sites where you see my social media avatar by the amazing Satine Phoenix. I have a social page on my blog that directs to all of my various social media. To get more of my thoughts and opinions in the realm of RPGs and games, check out my other sites. I also contribute to Multiverse.World by the new TSR. If you like the podcast and the other things I share online, there are a few ways you can support my efforts. First, tell me and tell others. Just getting the word out is important. Consider backing me on my Patreon. Patrons get a vote on what PDF I publish next on One Bookshelf. You can check out my growing list of PDFs at either DriveThruRPG or RPG Now. And if you like what you see, please let me know. And if there's something that doesn't quite suit you, please let me know. Constructive criticism is very important for those of us who publish our own PDFs. I also have a Teespring store where you can get a shirt with my logo, the same one by Satine Phoenix. Thanks for listening, and game on!